21 West 52nd, please. The city streets hit gridlock just past Rockefeller Center. I'll walk the rest of the way. The meter already read $3.20. She leaned over the front seat, paid the driver, then got out to walk. The wind took Marley's breath away and made a pinwheel of her swing skirt as she traversed the extended city blocks. With the bar in sight, an older man coming from the other direction, wearing a belted trench coat, rushed to open the door for her. "Thank you," she raised her voice above the clamoring roar inside the place where wall-to-wall partiers whooped it up. The air hung full of anticipation for the weekend ahead. She squinted against the dim lighting to peer through the sea of New Yorkers and clouds of cigarette smoke until she spotted Stella's nearly 6-foot voluptuous frame and flailing arms in the distance. Marley squeezed her way through the array of buttery yellows, past a fiery coral bouffant dress, a moss-green sweater, and a glistening turquoise shift dress. Men in suits with white starched shirts and tightly noosed ties leaned against the bar and walls, highballs and old fashions in hand, looking more relaxed than their attire. Finally, Stella latched onto Marley's wrist and reeled her in. "Well, doll, we were ready to send a search party to peel you out of that mob." Bab swiveled her stool toward the bar, where a fresh grasshopper cocktail sat, matching the half-drunk one in her hand. She passed the full one to Marley. The first sip slid down her throat, green and sweet with a kick, the way she liked it. "Let me fluff your hair," Bab said. "Talk about a rough day. The wind get you?" She worked to salvage Marley's half-updo and used her thumb to unsmudge her mascara. Babs had looked after Marley since the day they met. It was Marley's first day in the city. She could still picture and feel the thrill of her move to the Big Apple. Her heart had thudded in time to the beat of this living, breathing city as she climbed the Grand Central staircase and landed on Park Avenue with a map in hand until Babs rescued her, telling her she'd never find her way around like that. Instead, Babs snatched her up, watering down the city's intimidation. Marley crashed with Babs and three other girls until Alma declared she could move in above the store. But Stella, that was a different story. She and Babs had grown up together in Queens, so Marley got her as part of a package deal. "Here come the fellas. Get a load of yours," Stella pushed on Marley's shoulder. "Polished like fine silver. What desires lurk behind that boyish face?" Marley turned to see Walter, his tie knotted higher and tighter than any of the others on his whiter, crisper shirt. She smiled, then went back to sipping her cocktail. He'd take his time schmoozing his way through the crowd. She'd never understand his ambition to etch out his mark on Wall Street. Hailing from a well-known, prestigious family, he didn't need the money. She figured his fiercely competitive spirit drove him, the same fierceness that sometimes scared her. He'd stop at nothing to win, to look good. "If you ask me," Stella said, "I wouldn't have to think twice about giving up that job at Crazy Alma's to play house uptown with him." "Frankly, I didn't hear anyone ask you, Stella." Babs tapped her stirrer on the edge of her empty glass to summon another from the bartender. Stella reached between them with her silver cigarette holder to flick her embers at one of the overflowing ashtrays. The gesture reminded Marley it had been hours since she smoked one, so she snapped open the kissing lock of her clutch bag and retrieved her pack. Men sprang to her side, offering a light. She fluttered her eyelashes, turning her head from one man to the other. "Thank you." She drew in a long draw, lifted her chin, then slowly blew it out. "Back to not playing house," Stella said. "What's so great about all those dresses, anyways?"
"It's not just about the dresses," Marley said. "It's about slipping into a garment and becoming someone else. It's about the fabric, the color, the texture, the mystique. It's about angling in the mirror than saying, 'This is who I am today.'"
"If you ask me," Stella brushed back a strand of her out-of-the-bottle black hair, "my favorite type of dress is the one I have reason to drop to the floor around my ankles."